John and Saul while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a cripple was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store for the child.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you on this 13th day of April in the year of our Lord 2021. And we sure pray that you have had a great day. Got a lot that we want to do today, so we're going to go ahead and start by thanking some people today for helping us make this day a broadcast possible. AM 720 WGCR, it's being sponsored by Ross and Dolores Dodson in honor of their 53rd wedding anniversary, which was yesterday, and they are thankful for God's abundant blessings. We'd like to say thank you to the Dodsons. Yes, we appreciate you so much for sponsoring this day today, Thea. And we also say happy belated 53rd wedding anniversary. Pray it was wonderful. FM 94.9 and the Anchor Baptist Broadcast Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching, the music, and the video channels, is being sponsored by Doug and Darlene Fouts. And it's in honor of Pastor Stanley Adcock and his dear wife, Miss Debbie. They appreciate them for their love and care for the church family at Victory Baptist Church there in Flat Rock. And we say thank you to us today. Thank you for sponsoring this day here on the FM and the network. And we know your pastor well, and he and Miss Debbie are wonderful people that we got to know very quickly when we moved to the mountains in 1991, because I taught at the Christian school that their children went to, and I believe their oldest that year was a senior in high school. But I don't want to go there. It reminds me that I'm getting old. But I don't see a single birthday or anniversary on the record book today. So if you had one, well, congratulations. Hope it was a great one. The station showed a high of 77, a low of 37. And we showed a high here today of 77. How about that? We had a low of 46 this morning. And so about real close to where everything else was. All right. Before we dig into where we're going to dig in, let's take care of looking at some road situations. First of all, there was an accident in the gorge. It's getting better, but still, if you are coming up from Tennessee around the bend there towards mile marker 20, it's probably back around mile marker 10 up to mile marker 15. There was a crash on the eastbound side, really impacting traffic. Stop at some places. And then also we have another one, and this one's going to be probably right around mile marker 17, headed up to mile marker 20. Mile marker 20 is 276. That may be a little further down than I thought now that I look at it, but that's a mess. And then the Clyde exit, but this is where they've been working, and it's still like that. If you come off 74 and want to get onto 40, you have to go stop and go traffic through 74 where it makes the sharp left to get on to 40, and that's, you know, a good distance there. You're going to stop and go all the way till you hit 40. Then there's traffic trying to come through from behind it that stopped, and traffic in front of it that stopped. So the merging in there is a nightmare. And we've got construction going on in there, and that's causing the issue. And they were supposed to be finished sometime today. Let's hope that they're able to do that. The new 26, just coming as you are going off of 40 or 240 onto the new 26, headed towards Woodfin, you're going to find slow going all the way past Woodfin. and then across the Jeff Bowen Bridge, both directions are backed up right there at alternate 74. So we got issues there as well. I-26, if you're going towards Asheville, just as you come underneath the area there, Longshanks Road to underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway, slow but moving. That's good news there. It's not a stop and go. So the rest of I-26 through the rest of Buncombe County down into Henderson and Polk County actually looks good today. We don't see really too many issues with it at this time. And I'm looking at 40 headed off the mountain the other direction towards Old Fort, and it looks good as well. Let's take a look at the mountains, and we have an accident. And again, this is like we could just put this on repeat. It's southbound lane between exit 57, the GSP International Airport, and Pelham Road. Average speed 21 miles an hour, and the distance is for 4 miles. And we'll take a camera view here and see what we got. Yeah, very slow going. I bet if I drop down to Pelham, it's even worse. Yeah, it is. It looks like they're going about 8 miles an hour right about this time. Everything else in the area looks good, even up into Spartanburg County. Don't see anything else on the interstate system. So it's just that one area that seems to be on a daily basis, and just not sure why that is. All right. The weather, you know, we're going to cloud over some now. The beautiful weather that we've had is now going to give way to a front that's going to be coming through. And we'll say this, it is it's going to drop temperatures once we get this through from what we've been seeing. So those real nice temperatures that you've been enjoying are going to go down a little bit. And so take a look at this. Tonight, we're looking at patchy fog after 5 a.m. And it looks like we're going down to around 50. For the low, 30% chance of showers tomorrow, mainly after 3 p.m., and then a high near 75. And then Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low around 47, 50% chance of precipitation. And then there's possibility of some places having maybe a thunderstorm here or there, which would have higher instances of amounts of rain. Then turning sunny on Thursday, but the high is only 64, and the low drops to 37, and then back to mostly sunny Friday, high near 64, and the low of 43, and we begin to moderate, and then we get back to a 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m. on Saturday. So that's kind of where we're at when it comes to the weather forecast. The Pastor Barton is not going to be able to be with us today. Hopefully one day we'll have him here. But as we have looked at what's happening in the island of St. Vincent, we realize that they need a lot of help, a tremendous amount of help. So Pastor has announced that Anchor Baptist Disaster Relief, which is part of ABMI, is launching an effort for the island of St. Vincent, which was, not just was, it is being ravaged by an erupting volcano. And what has happened is it has spewed that volcanic ash over most of the island. And the big part of that is it has contaminated the water source for the entire island. Now, I did a little research because I've been in these island places. It's south of St. Vincent. It is south of the Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands, by a ways. And I was looking at it, I'll just give you an idea. If you know anything about the Caribbean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, south of there's Grenada. If you go south of there, you'll hit Colombia, South America, Venezuela, and then the island of Trinidad. If you go north, you hit St. Lucia, and then Martinique, Dominica, France, and Antigua and Barbados, the St. Kitts and the Nevises, the British Virgin Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, if you go on a straight line from St. Vincent straight up, you hit the British Virgin Islands. When you go to the west, you pick up the U.S. Virgin Islands, and not too far from there is Puerto Rico, which is where the Sea Hope is at this time. So not being up in Alabama, they are really in a much better position to look at getting things going. And I will talk about that in just a minute for the Sea Hope and what they're hoping they can get together with. But the island itself is 16 miles long by 9.3 miles wide. It is 133 square miles. That wouldn't take much to inundate an island. There's the backside, and that's about the only part that really has been maybe where people can go. And the Associated Press says the damage was extensive in the island's northeast region. And they said that's based on an account from St. Vincent Deputy Prime Minister Montgomery Daniel. They say forests and farms, whole forests and farms were wiped out, with coconut, breadfruit, mango, and sourdough trees destroyed, as well as plantain and banana crops. This is all foods that they have at their disposal that they can make, you know, grow there and have, that now have been wiped out. So it's not just water, it's food and water. So Sunday morning started with a massive eruption, which sent a rippling out from the blast. And they say that the plume rose so rapidly that it recoiled upon hitting the tropopause, or the lower edge of the stratosphere above, where it's extremely difficult for surface parcels of air to rise. And they said it was like a massive, major, huge explosion. And it kept going. And you can't do anything while it's still doing its thing. And there was quite a bit of time there since it erupted. It said another enormous eruption occurred shortly after 4 a.m. Monday, which sent ash and sulfuric, which is not good, arsenals more than 40,000 feet into the air. So now you've got air breathing problems, water problems, you've got food problems, you've got shelter problems, you've got land area problems, and you have everything that you could go maybe touch and get hold of has been wiped out, because it's just anything in the path. I read this several places. Anything in the path was being destroyed. Then in the past 24 hours, eruptions have been occurring semi-regularly every couple of hours, each producing new plumes that drift off to the east. They say that the satellites indicate that 10 eruptions have occurred since midnight on Saturday. And I've seen pictures of the satellite and in time lapse and all kinds of things that man, I tell you what, you know, volcanoes also do something. It happened with Mount St. Helens. they impact the Earth's climate. It may be someplace else, but it prevents the sunlight from heating the ground. Okay. It causes things to change in different parts of the areas. So when you talk about those islands around there, they're going to be the most affected. And then it fans out and it kind of changes the way things are. And you never know just exactly how it's going to change it. So we are trying to do our part. And Pastor Barton is said that we're going to be doing some relief. They said we have confirmed the destruction of two churches, the Hope Baptist Church with Pastor Lawson Lavia and the Community Baptist Church with Pastor Linnaeus Lavia. They are brothers pastoring two different churches there on the island. Pastor Barton preached at one of those churches back in October of 2019, and at the Caribbean Conference, he is scheduled for 2021, but now things will be in the air. We'll have to see. They say the house of Pastor Presley Daniels of the Maranatha Baptist Church was severely damaged, and the front caved in. There's no word on damage at the Maranatha Baptist Church, but it is located in the red zone. And based on everything I've read about the red zone, that's where everything in its path was destroyed. So this thing is very likely damaged or destroyed. Then, of course, it then triggers earthquakes. And they're damaging. And what structures are still standing after the volcano erupts, now they get hit by that. I've seen articles out of the UK and some other places, very few here at home, but I've seen at least three different articles. The Independent was one of them, and I can't remember, the other one was out of the UK, that they had sent cruise ships to take people off the island and get them a place where they could have room and be fed, but they were only taking vaccinated, totally, completely vaccinated people. And the fully vaccinated people were allowed to get on. All the rest of them had to remain in their strict COVID lockdown. And the problem was there was nowhere to go because there was people, you know, if you're not fully vaccinated, well, then we are on full lockdown. We can't have them. So that was kind of the reasoning behind that. But it really creates a problem. And these people need help. The Baptist Bible College, which is located on the opposite end of the island from the volcano, many have sought refuge there, but they're full. They're just filled up. And Pastor Kirby at Grace Community Church is also housing refugees, and they're full. And both of these locations are caring for the residents by providing food and water, what they have. And those who fled had less than 2 hours notice. So what can you grab and get out and be gone in a couple hours? You know, you grab what you can grab in your arms and you go. I remember in Ocala, long time ago, back in the, well, been in 1980, 81, there was a tremendous storm. And our Sunday school teacher and his wife lived at that time on a street that actually went downhill. And they lived down at the bottom of the hill. And they said they each one had just enough time to grab a kid or two, because I don't remember how many they had, get them up in their arms and start walking through knee-deep water up to the top while their house went completely underwater. And he said it happened in a matter of minutes. A matter of minutes. Don't get anything but the kids and get out. And that's what they did. That's kind of the same thing here. This is a humanitarian crisis. And Pastor Barton says, we're asking for help. And then he talks about the Sea Hope preparing to respond. I'm going to go over to their page and read something from the Sea Hope here in just a minute. And they will sail directly to St. Vincent with an initial load of relief supplies. And then they'll be based out of a port in Puerto Rico. The need is great. And we're asking for the funds needed to make the journey and to provide the needed food and water. We can't get, it's just the logistics of getting the water to them. It's easier to send the money to them and let them get it right there and load the ship because of time. Time is of the essence. You can only go so long without water. And, food's bad enough, but water is a necessity in this body of ours, which is mostly water. So pray for them as they're trying to get that together. And here's ways you can donate. You can donate online through a secure portal at anchorbaptistdisaster.net. Okay. And that is a secured port. Now, on WGCR.net, the banner that comes up is Anchor Baptist Missions International, St. Vincent Disaster Relief. Click to donate or call. Okay. So that will take you to the place that you need to be as well. So that is one way that you can do it. Now, of course, some people would rather not do it that way. That's fine. We also, you can call 884-9427, area code 828-884-9427 with a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, and you can do it that way, or you can mail a check to ABMI, Anchor Baptist Missions International, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. Make the check payable to ABMI, and in the four line, put St. Vincent Disaster Relief. And that will tell us where you want it to go. Okay. Now, we have some pledges. I will read them towards the end of drive time today. And we will tell you that we have had a good start having only spoken about it at swap shop time. And so just when I was sent what was done, I was just very pleased and pray that the Lord will help us. Now, you say, there's just no way I can give. God knows. But God will convict and poke at hearts and tell them what to do. But the one thing we all can do with consistency and fervency is pray for our dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And then for those who are sitting on that island who need to see Christianity in action, that maybe there would be scores of people who do not know the Lord that would come to know the Lord. I think that, in the day and age that we're living, as we are so close to going home, it just behooves us to remind ourselves that this world is not our home, and people need the Lord, badly need the Lord, and we have the means with which we can do that. But boy, when they see us demonstrate that, then they see Christianity in action. Miss Christie talked about it at Swap Shop Time today, the song, How Can We Reach a World We Never Touch? Now, if you have Facebook, there is a like page, and it is all capitals with a hyphen between the words. All capitals, my hyphen C hyphen hope. My C hope, hyphenation between there. And you can like that page and you will see photos of some of the damage, but it doesn't do it justice. You will also see a video that he posted back on April 10th, which was Saturday night here. And he said it's the video is of the Hope Baptist Church. That's the one pastored by one of the brothers, Lawson Lavia. And he said the initial report was that the roof had collapsed under the weight of the ash, but that was wrong. He said, we're waiting for the eruptions to finish, which could be a matter of days, and then we can get an accurate damage assessment and then form a proper plan. Meantime, he says, we're getting Sea Hope ready to sail as fast as we can. He said he contacted the shipyard to see if they could move up the annual haul out to get that the maintenance out of the way. He's canvassed the crew members to see who's available. And he said that most are for the near term. He said, and I want you to listen to this because I believe this with all my heart. It's already kind of out of our American news. This is going to be a long-term recovery project that will consume a lot of money and time. It will fade from the news and the tension will go elsewhere, but these folks will need our assistance for a while to try to get their lives back on track. I ask each of you to pray for us and pray to see how you can help. Once we have sorted through things and a clear path forward presents itself, we'll need volunteers to help on the island. These folks will eat, sleep on the Sea Hope while doing whatever work needs to be done. Debris removal, tearing down structures, building new housing or churches. And then this is the last line in that sentence. The list is endless. And I can hear probably this in the voice. I don't have the answers now. But I'm working with experienced men who have faced similar situations before, and there is safety in a multitude of counselors. God calls Sea Hope into being for such a time as this. Please pray for us. And you'll find that at My Sea Hope on Facebook. So this has been This is, he's got a picture, and he doesn't say, the man is dressed in a suit, and has a Bible with him, but he, oh, here we go. Maybe this will tell me what I want to know. Okay, it's Lawson Lavia. That's the pastor. So he's got a picture there of the pastor, and he is... I don't know when this was taken, but probably before the disaster. But it gives you a face to look at and say, I pray for this man and his congregation and the situation that is going on there. So please remember these people in prayer. I know they would appreciate it very, very much. I'm going to once again come back and give you the information one more time on ways to donate if the Lord pricks your heart. And listen, I know what I would love to do, but I can't. If I had my health and my strength, I would be one that would say, put me on the ship. I'll go. We went to the islands back from one of the mission trips from Lakeland Christian School to help rebuild a Bible college in the U.S. Virgin Islands after a hurricane devastated it. And the seniors got pitched right in, and that was their senior missions trip. And I used to get kind of inwardly upset with the people when I would go over to the islands because they treated you like you were royalty, and I'm not royalty. And I remember the first time I went to one of the islands, they wanted to take me to this restaurant. Then, and I said, that's awful fancy. Don't you just have a fast food place where it won't cost so much? I would feel much better if we didn't spend that kind of money. But they are so grateful when somebody comes. And I remember preaching a sermon in one of the islands, and I preached for 50 minutes. And the preacher got up, and he said, well, brother, that was good preaching, but was kind of short. I could see people in America going, are you kidding? We've been looking at our watches for the past 20 minutes. And he said, do you have another one? And they wanted, to preach again. Oh, great day in the morning. Oh, my soul, that was new to me. I've never had that happen any other time before in my life. But that's what they said. And I said, okay. And my pastor told us, be ready for anything the Lord wants us to do. And he always said this, you may have a plan, but plan for your plan to fail and be ready for another plan, his plan. So, yeah, they are so, the Christian people on these islands are so loving and so caring, and they just absolutely radiate the love of Jesus. I took 50 seniors to St. Thomas and St. John's in 1988. And the company we hired that had flatbed trucks with a roof over it with poles, so there was no siding, the wind would blow through it. It took two of those big flatbed trucks to take our group of 50-something because of the sponsors everywhere we went. And he actually bought a plane ticket and came over to the States and watched them graduate. Then when I was up here, a friend of mine asked me to take him to the Columbia Airport down in South Carolina and pick up a Trinidadian pastor. And we were coming back, and my friend had the Trinidadian pastor sit in the front so we could talk. And as we were talking, something just was hitting me. I said, something is familiar with what you're saying here. I said, we were in the islands and we hired this company. And he said, well, what was the name of the man? And I told him the name. And he smiled at me. He said, yeah, that's my brother. So years later, in the early 1990s, I meet the brother of the man that I met in 1988. And he's a pastor there in Trinidad. So how about that? Again, ways to donate online through a secure portal that you can either go to anchorbaptistdisaster.net, or you can go to wgcr.net and look for the St. Vincent. It's just drop down a little bit. It's right there, big banner, and click there, and it'll take you to it. And you can give through that portal with your MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and American Express. If you want to do it by phone, area code 828-884-9427. Again, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can mail a check to ABMI at 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768. Make the check payable to ABMI on the 4 line, St. Vincent Disaster Relief. And so we will put the need out. And again, the Lord knows, and we trust him. And the one thing that I've had many opportunities where pastor's been gone and I've filled in, and I don't know what it is, but there's just something about the years that my wife and I, by faith, have listened to the Lord. And there's two things that are very evident. God is faithful. And he knows who can and who can't. Number two, He knows what we're to give. And this is to show you what I'm talking about. I want to give. And as soon as I got off Swap Shop, I immediately got a text from my wife with, can we do this? And it was the exact amount that I was thinking. That is what God has always done for us. He's been faithful to keep us in sync. And we have never not been in sync when it comes to what God wanted, even when we didn't know exactly how it was going to be. Pick up and move. Move where? I'll tell you after you pack up your truck and get ready to move. That's happened to us. We've had that Abraham experience. All I can tell you is God has opened the doors once we got there, and I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. So let me jump over here, and I want to say thank you to some folks. First of all, I want to say thank you to someone who is a no name. I don't want their name mentioned, but they have paid $50 towards the disaster relief. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Daniel Nicholson of Brevard, $200. And that brings us to $250. Another no name. And this is for $5,000. And that brings us to $5,250. Then we have Gene Van Diver, who has done $400. That takes us up to $5,650. And then there's a cash gift anonymous, and it's for $200. So just starting today with Swap Shop. This all came in before Swap Shop. This has, if anything came in during drive time, I don't have it. This is what we have as of right now. We've raised already, just in one time setting, $5,850. So to God be the glory. Thank you. We appreciate so much all the folks that have done that. It is a blessing. And again, if you're one that God knows, if you could, you would. I believe you'll get the credit for it anyhow. If he knows you could, you would. I really believe, you know, God goes by the heart. And the heart of the matter is the most important thing. So I would say that things are going to get more and more interesting as we are listening for the sound of a trumpet. And one of my prayers has always been, Lord, I wish I knew when you were coming, just because I would make sure all my money was given away. You try to do right. You save money. You put money away for your spouse. And, you know, in case something happens to you when you get older, you think a little differently. But I used to sing a song way back in the 80s. I sang it a lot at teachers' conventions. Only one life, so soon will pass. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one chance to do his will. So live for Jesus every day. His life is the only life that pays. When you recall, you have but one life. One life. Another song says, only one life to offer. Only one life to give. Only one chance to, I don't remember all the words. It's an old song. It goes way, way back. But The one thing we do need to do is pray. Around the world, Christians are being persecuted. Around the world, Venezuela, places that are, their currencies are so high, it takes a wheelbarrow to get just a little bit of something. Then we have all of these things, disasters and things that occur in our own country and around the world. But one day we're going to a country that Abraham saw far off, but he kept on going because he believed he'd see it someday. And one day, another hymn comes to mind, face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be when with rapture I adore him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. From the deep of our heart here, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for everything that you do. May God bless you richly. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege to be here today. Lord, we just marvel sometimes at how one event changes everything. And there are people, no doubt, over in that island wondering, where's my loved one? Did they make it? Are they okay? Maybe there's folks in other countries, maybe even here in the United States, saying, I wonder if my loved ones, my friends, are okay, with no way to know. So I pray, Lord, that you would minister. They need food. They need water. They need it quickly. They're trying to drill wells, but you can only drill so fast, and you have to be at a place where hopefully there's no ashes bin. So we pray for the incredible seriousness of this need and ask you to minister and open doors and allow food and water to get to these people, but also the gospel of Jesus Christ, the life-changing gospel that could take someone's destination from this place to a place they can enjoy for all eternity. And we'll thank you for it in the sweetest name we've ever heard. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Pastor Walton filling in for Pastor Barton, praying you have a wonderful evening.